don't know what the tank could hold. 3,000 gallons, I reckon. Maybe more than that. I don't know. The tank was, I'd say, 12 feet across and 8 foot deep, something like that. Just a metal tank. And of course, I don't remember when it was put there. It was put before I can remember. It might have been put there in my lifetime, but you know, you can't remember back very many things before about 3-4 years old anyway, you know.
Yeah. Huh. Now, and, y'all raised just about everything?
Yes, I'd say we raised almost everything. I remember, I can remember a little bit about World War II. And not World War II, I mean World War I.
You can?
I remember one time my father came home from town with a barrel of sugar, and when he got it open, it was brown sugar. But during World War II, there was a shortage of sugar, and we had to have stamps to get sugar, but it was ration stamps.
Yeah.
But during World War I, there was an awful shortage of sugar, and he bought this barrel of brown sugar to supplement what little white sugar he could get. I don't remember a whole lot about World War I, though, but that's one of the things I do remember about it. Of course, actually, during World War I, up here at what's now the university, the Army used it for training and used the dormitory for housing the boys while they was training them, the soldiers while they was training them. And they had an awful outbreak of a flu, and they actually died by the hundreds up here at what's now Mississippi State University and what was then the old main dormitory.
Good dream. Did y'all have, I suppose y'all, a lot of diseases. Yeah, that was it. Called it Asian flu or something, outbreak?
I don't know what kind. All I remember was flu.
Uh-huh.
Now, one of the things of interest in this area of the county is the old Robertson Road, cut across the corner of the county down here. And on that old Robertson Road was an Indian agency.
Yes, sir.
And also there was an old inn where the people stayed overnight. And they had stables and so forth to take care of people's horses. And it really was a stagecoach inn. And they had sufficient stable to take care of the stagecoach horses, plus anybody that was traveling by horseback, they'd take care of their horses and so forth. Now that's only about 3 miles from here. The agency is about 5 or 6 miles from here.
Yeah, that used to be a little town down there, didn't it?
Yes, it's
a village.
The oldest settlement in this county, I think, was at the agency. I think that was the first settlement in this county, but there again, I don't know that.
Yeah.
I wish
Dancing Rabbit or so, wasn't that the...
Well, the Treaty of Dancing Rabbit was on down this other way a little further, past Oktok.
That's where they had the treaty?
Yes.
Oh, well, that was a big area. I mean, it just...
Yes.
At that time, it was all Indian territory.
Yes, all Indian territory, and that's where the Treaty of Dancing Rabbit, but where they actually signed it and so forth, is down near where Bluff Lake is now, or on the government game area.
Yes, sir. Well, can you tell me about the sort of buildings y'all had on the farm? In other words, what you raised and where you put everything?
Well, actually, we had barns very similar to what we had now. A whole lot of our barns, of course, so had what we call board roofs. They used to make their own shingles, and all the buildings had what we call shingle roof or board roofs, and they used to make them right there on the farm. Of course, they picked, it wasn't just any and every.